This podcast is produced by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada. Hello, and welcome to Canada as I See It. Hello, and welcome to the show. Today is April 14th, and there is one very obvious event that occurred today that, while not uniquely Canadian, has involved Canada for eternity. It was in the evening of April 14th, 1912, 112 years ago, that the RMS Titanic struck an iceberg and sunk to the bottom of the North Atlantic Ocean the following morning. There were 130 Canada-bound passengers and crew on board the ill-fated White Star Liner. However, only 48 survived. One of the most famous of those Canadians who survived was businessman Arthur Pouchon. An interesting story about him: on the night that Titanic sank, he was near lifeboat number 6 as it was being lowered, until the quartermaster shouted that the boat was poorly manned. Well, another crew member, Charles Lightoller, asked if there were any seamen available, and when Pouchon saw that none were present, he stepped forward to volunteer, telling Lightoller that he was a yachtsman. Well, Captain Smith was standing nearby and suggested Pouchon go down to the promenade deck and break a window and climb into the lifeboat. Well, Lightoller replied, "Well, if Pouchon was truly a sailor as he claimed, he could slide down the ropes to get into the boat." And, well, quite frankly, that's what he did. He took a rope, swung off the ship, and climbed hand under hand down to the lifeboat. He was the only male passenger that night that Lightoller would allow into a lifeboat. While the exact number of people who died from the Titanic is unknown, 1,500 has been accepted as a close estimate, and of that, 10% are buried in 3 cemeteries in Halifax. That's the Canadian connection. Not to dwell on the loss of life, but it was also earlier this past week, 5 years after the Titanic tragedy, that Canada fought in the Battle of Vimy Ridge from April 9th to 12th, 1917. The end of World War I was actually still 19 months away, but the Battle of Vimy Ridge is generally known as the time that Canadians made themselves known as proud and fierce fighters. 4 divisions of Canadians and 1 of British soldiers battled against 3 German divisions on an escarpment in the north of France. To put that in other numbers, 170,000 men fought against 35 to 40,000 men. Canada took most of the ridge on the first day of fighting, actually, and lost almost 3,600 men, while capturing actually nearly the same amount of German soldiers. And as I would often note in my daily essays when I was writing a few years ago, a subject like this could take hours, days, weeks to tell. Well, there is someone I met a few years ago who is an historian and, quite simply, an expert on the Canadian military. David O'Keefe is a professor at Marianopolis College in Westmount, Quebec, and I would encourage you to search out some of his teachings and books if you'd like to learn more about Vimy Ridge and, well, any part of Canadian military history. Now, those two stories are enough Canadian content to last us for a while. And that's a good thing, because the subjects I actually originally chose to write about today, or t- talk about today, rather, they really had nothing to do with Canada. It's a funny thing. I found that when I was doing the writing that the t-shirt I was using for my Canadian facts, well, is sometimes used filler. And these filler facts had a very tenuous connection to Canada. I am actually out of the country today, well, this weekend, visiting my daughter, future son-in-law, and my grandkids down in Michigan. So I figured what better way to mark that event than with facts that were not really in Canada either. The first one, actually, and it's funny because you'd think that this would probably be the most Canadian thing, ice skates. And it's funny, this one is actually a bit of a stretch. I mean, you know, we're Canadians, we have ice around us half the year, we skate, and, well, we have, you know, multi-millionaires with uniforms in Toronto fighting for possession of a tall silver cup. Well, simply, we can skate. I mean, even propelling oneself on ice has been around for 5,000 years. The Finns used to strap curved bones onto their feet to help get around town. And if you really want to stretch it, Canadians may have likely developed the skate, well, the one we know today, the steel blade. And it was permanently attached to a boot that was laced on to your feet. And the next subject that has even less emphasis on Canada were, well, closely related in a way, but speed skates. Canada's own website, speedskating.ca, gives credit for the first evidence of ice skating to Scandinavia and the Netherlands, with the first pair of iron ice skates being invented by a Scotsman in the 16th century. So it just seems as though we're moving farther and farther away. The next subject on the t-shirt was roller skates. And I'm thinking, you know, when they made this shirt, they were really stretching it. I guess they figured no one would ever check. I mean, skates, sure, they're Canadian. But I looked and looked, and I couldn't find any evidence that roller skates were invented in Canada. Depending on what source you want to believe in, they were either invented in 1835 or 1860, either by an unknown person or a Belgian named John Merlin. Canada does actually fit into the roller skating puzzle in the 1880s when roller rinks began to appear in Toronto, Montreal, and Chatham, Ontario. Yeah, roller skating was quite the thing in the 1970s and 80s when yours truly was in high school. There was a place downtown on Mutual Street, and it was called The Terrace. It was actually a multi-purpose facility that had a curling rink on one side and a roller rink on the other. The place used to be called the Mutual Street Arena, and it was the first home to the Torontos, the ice hockey team that, well, evolved into today's Toronto Maple Leafs. Unfortunately, I, due to the fact that I was younger and lived halfway across the city, I didn't get down to the terrace as often as I would have liked, but I still do have great memories of circling around the hardwood floor to the tunes of the day. And that's it for today. Please do remember you can follow me on podbean.com. You can download the podcast from wherever you find your podcasts. And if you do have any questions, please email me at asiseeit@warpole.ca. That's WHORPOLE.ca. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week. And that's a part of Canada as I See It. It is written and produced by me, James Warpole, and brought to life by the Fireside Chat Club of Canada. Our theme song is Night Owls by Brayden Deal. If you have any questions or comments, please email me at asiseit@warpole.ca. Join us every Sunday for another episode of Canada as I See It.